Good morning. High pressure building in from the Niagara Frontier has cleared skies out, and with light winds overnight, temperatures are chilly this morning, in some cases even going down to freezing, and even some cases down into the upper 20s. So some frost to start the day. Other places staying in the upper 30s and lower 40s. These readings more common throughout a larger part of the area. But with brilliant sunshine throughout the morning and into the afternoon, a nice turnaround, and that strong May sun will quickly push us through the 40s and 50s and into the 60s, and most locations will be in the upper 60s to around 70 by mid to late afternoon. That same high pressure center cresting overhead tonight will produce a clear sky again, but readings will not be as cold tonight, with temperatures averaging in the lower and middle 40s. So more sunshine to start the day tomorrow as that same high-pressure center begins to build off the eastern seaboard. This will allow a southerly wind flow to develop, and temperatures will push into the lower 70s. This, though, even as some high- to mid-level clouds start to stream in during the afternoon. The next storm system will ride through the Great Lakes during the day tomorrow and into southern Canada by tomorrow evening. A cool front will slowly head our way, and showers will become increasingly more likely after dark tomorrow night. Showers will be common after midnight, and maybe even a few left over, especially in eastern New York and New England on Saturday morning. For Saturday afternoon, we'll have some breaks of sunshine and a little bit more humidity in the air as high temperatures reach into the middle 70s. This will produce the chance of a few widely scattered thunderstorms late in the day on Saturday. That system will clear through on Sunday, and with high pressure building back in, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. A storm system well to the east of New England will push some cooler air our way from the coast on Monday. It'll still be pleasant, with sunshine giving way to some clouds, temperatures back into the lower 70s. Another front will head our way on Tuesday with a chance of showers. High temperatures on Tuesday around 70, then following that front, mostly sunny skies but breezy and cooler weather for Wednesday of next week with highs back into the 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across portions of the Texas Southern Plains and Permian Basin. With daytime heating creating moderate to high instability ahead of a dry line, a few stronger and even rotating storms will likely evolve. This will be aided by a wind field veering with height and increasing to around 30 to 35 knots at mid-levels. A risk for large hail and locally damaging wind gusts with the strongest storms will exist, primarily during the afternoon and into the evening hours. And the Joint Typhoon Warning Center is tracking Typhoon Dolphin, located approximately 380 miles east-southeast of Guam. The typhoon currently has 105-mile-per-hour winds and is headed toward Guam at 15 miles per hour. On this track, Dolphin is expected to reach Guam by tomorrow morning, and winds are forecasted to increase during this time to 125 miles per hour with gusts to 155 miles per hour. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility with clear skies and 25 degrees and a northwest wind at 38 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 3 above zero. In Albany on the hour, sunny skies and 39 degrees, the dew point 34, 82% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.38 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 95 degrees at Bainbridge, Fort Myers, and Winter Haven, all in Florida, to a low of 21 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 70s, Boston sunny in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 64 degrees, the low 47. The average temperature, 56, that's 1 degree below normal. There was a trace of rainfall yesterday, still just 1/100th of an inch for the month, which is 1.40 inches below average, and 7.68 inches for the year, which is 4.90 inches of precipitation below average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 69 degrees, the average low 46. The record high 93 set in 1900, and the record low 30 in 1996. Sunrise this morning was at 5:34 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:10 p.m. 14 hours and 36 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and mild today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and mild today with highs in the lower 70s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunny and mild today with highs in the middle to upper 60s. Clear and cool tonight with lows around 40. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and mild today with highs right around 70. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny and mild today with highs in the upper 60s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the lower to mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds, mild, lower 70s, a chance of showers Friday night and Saturday morning. Partly sunny Saturday afternoon with a scattered thunderstorm in the mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 70s Sunday. Sunshine giving way to clouds Monday, lower 70s. Chance of showers Monday night, Tuesday morning. Then some sunshine Tuesday afternoon, around 70. And mostly sunny, breezy, and cool Wednesday with highs in the mid-60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.